Assalamu alaikum rahmatullah shaykh.
Wa alaikum assalam rahmatullah.
So we have a question from a brother. Let me read it because it's really important. I already told the brother, sent him a message so if he can come and meet with us. But let me read the question. He says, assalamu alaikum rahmatullah.
Alaykum assalam.
What have the scholars said about the person who is overcome with suicidal thoughts and inclinations to hurt himself? He says, I love Allah and love to worship Him, but these thoughts prevent me from pursuing a productive and happy lifestyle. Outwardly, it appears I have everything going on well for me, such as a family, good family, good education, good Muslim community, and good friends. But I have these intense feelings that don't have any cause or reason. I am afraid this could lead to hellfire if I lost my patience one day. May Allah grant us good life, good in this life, the hereafter, and save us from the hellfire. So that's his question.
First of all, my brother, definitely, you always can reach out to, there is an 800 number for suicide, suicidal, and we will provide it in the comment of the underneath this video. You can reach out to it, and don't think this not helpful. Don't take this lightly. Also, you always can reach out to us. We also have in the masjid resources for people who are professional in this area. But what I hear here, I hear something typical like depression, you know, situation where people have everything sometimes that, you know, these actors and businessmen and famous people, they have everything in their life. You think it's going good and they end up killing themselves. Some of them comedians, some of them like pop singers, you know, like you name it. And they end up committing suicide. I know you're a mu'min. I know you fear Allah. That's why, alhamdulillah, you have that struggle, you know. But I just wanted to know also that these things are real. And this is sickness. It has nothing to do necessarily with your iman, your faith. Your iman and faith can help you to fight. But it has to do also with chemical imbalance. And, you know, the problem when people get treated and go to the medication cycle, when they feel good, they quit, they go back, relapse. And this is an ongoing thing that you have to treat it. And what the scholar said about this, the scholar said, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge. And in this case, the people of knowledge are the specialists, the psychiatrists, the people...
The experts, yeah.
The experts in this area. So don't delay it. It is obligatory on you to go and to Islamically, to go and to seek help, professional help. And there's nothing wrong with that. Mental health, you know, issues is all of us have it. You know, we go through this sometimes, different levels, different times. Nothing wrong with asking for help. Don't fight this alone. You can help yourself to fight it with the aid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also through the medication, through therapy, through friends and support of family and community. And we are here to help you. So please make sure that you reach out for help. And that's all what I can say to you.
Jazakallah khair. Barakallah fiqh.